This is Business Update from the BBC. The main headlines. An Australian court has overturned approval for one of the world's biggest coal mines. South Africa strives to save jobs in mines, and a year to go until Brazil hosts the Olympics. I'm Vishala Sripathma at the BBC's Business Unit in London. An Australian court has overturned government approval for a coal mine to be built in Queensland. The Indian company Adani had obtained approval to build the mine, but the decision was revoked on Tuesday because of a case brought forward by an environmental group. The group claimed that the mine would threaten local species. The BBC's Benji Guy has more.
The Carmichael mine, proposed in Queensland and approved by the government last year, would have been one of the world's biggest coal mines. Critics challenged the decision in the Federal Court of Australia because of a range of environmental concerns. The court said that the Environment Minister had failed to heed advice about threats to vulnerable animal species and damage to the Great Barrier Reef. The decision means the mine cannot legally operate until fresh approval is granted, according to Sue Higginson, Principal Solicitor for the Environmental Defenders Office in New South Wales, who challenged the government's approval on behalf of the McKay Conservation Group. Adani, which has struggled to get financial backing for the project, had also won earlier approval to build a new coal port terminal on the Queensland coast to support exports from the mine. The project would have dug up and exported about 60 million tonnes of coal a year, mostly to India.
South Africa's economy minister is meeting with unions and mining companies in a last-minute attempt to save jobs in the sector. The mining industry has taken a big hit because of falling commodity prices. From Johannesburg, the BBC's Matthew Davies has this report.
Mining Minister Nwankwo Lamaclaudi says it's all about jobs as South Africa's mines struggle with weak commodity prices, power shortages and subdued demand from China. The country's mines have shed 35,000 jobs over the past 2 years. And in the past 2 months alone, at least seven of the large mining companies have announced plans to cut as many as 10,000 jobs in Africa's most industrialized economy. Meanwhile, the National Union of Mine Workers, the largest in the gold sector, has rejected a 17% pay rise offered by the gold mining companies, bringing the possibility of a strike much closer. South Africa is the world's largest producer of platinum and manganese, and the sector employs more than 400,000 people.
There's growing pressure on the authorities in Rio de Janeiro to solve problems with transport links and water quality a year before the Brazilian city hosts the 2016 Olympics. But officials insist vital infrastructure projects will be completed on time, as Wira Davis reports from Rio.
Arenas and stadiums at the Olympic Park to the south of Rio are taking shape, but progress is still some way behind where the London Games were at the same stage. The completion of a vital new metro line is one of many infrastructure projects that could go down to the wire. Test events already underway have been well attended, and Rio is today expected to showcase some of its many famous landmarks, including Christ the Redeemer and Sugarloaf Mountain, as it marks a year to go before the opening ceremony in the Maracanã Stadium.
Wira Davis there in Rio.
This is the business update from the BBC World Service.
In the Togolese capital, Lomé, members of a small and innovative community have been building 3D printers out of electronic waste. This group of young Togolese engineers say that the 3D printer could bring a new industrial revolution for Africa, allowing more goods to be made locally. Machines are now part of an ambitious education programme. From Lomé, Leila Adjovi has this report.
This is an unusual summer camp, the first of its kind in the Togolese capital. Around the corner of Ibiza Road, on the ground floor of a villa, groups of teenagers are sitting at desks made of recycled pallets, gathered around laptops. They're listening to a young instructor in a bright yellow shirt. Computer science skills, 3D modeling, and working with a 3D printer. Around 30 pupils have been learning all of that and more. This is a free education program launched by the WeLab, a local group that wants to spread new technologies. Doji Honu is the executive director.
Le souci de démocratisation de la technologie, c'est notre fer de lance.
This effort to democratize technologies is our spearhead. We think that just as there is a right to education or health, technology is also a right. If our young brothers, Togolese and Africans, don't have access to that, they will be illiterate in the world of tomorrow.
Small boxes, beautifully engraved signs, utensils, gear sets, you name it. If you can think of it, then there's a chance you can make it exist here with the help of 3D software and this printer. And that just fascinates Christian, who dreams of becoming a scientist. The 13-year-old is very proud to have already printed his own objects.
I drew and made a cube with the name of my school on it, and then brought it to school. Now I want to make human skulls, because they are so cool, and also print buildings.
On the roof of the building is yet another kind of workshop. At the center of this project is a new model of 3D printer, which is made right here. Afat Nikou, self-taught engineer and instructor at the Willab community, explains.
There are machines called Reprap, 3D printers that can replicate themselves. They can be fabricated with parts that are printed in 3D. Here at WoLab, we thought we'd try to make our own model with recycled parts. It's an environmentally friendly project. We give a second life to waste.
Back in the classroom, Kumpak Pendam, the community manager, is helping teach the kids to use the 3D software. She's adamant that a larger use of 3D printers could transform production methods on the continent.
That way, Africa could be less dependent on big industries and be able to produce its own goods according to its needs. We are sure that the 3D printer will bring about a new industrial revolution. It's being discussed throughout the world, and so it's the opportunity for Africa to catch up and not be left behind this time.
This innovative community is slowly making a name for itself and dreaming of the possible changes that 3D printing could foster in African societies.
Leila Adjovi in Lomé there, talking to young technology entrepreneurs. Now, some news on Greece, and a government spokeswoman has said that early elections are likely and they could happen in the autumn. Athens is, of course, due to hammer out a new bailout deal with its creditors by August 20th. Just a quick look at the markets. On the financial markets, September Brent crude oil is up 41 cents at $50.4 a barrel. And the London Morning Gold Fix was $1,087 an ounce. And also just some more numbers from the financial markets. The London's 100 share index is currently up 0.5% at 67.19. And the BBC index of 20 leading companies in Europe and America is at $129.6. And just a quick look at the currency market. The euro is at $1.08.7 US cents. And the pound is at $1.56.2. Well, that's it from this edition of Business Update. Don't forget the 17:30 GMT edition of World Business Report is always available on our website. Plus, there's a downloadable podcast. Just type without any gaps, bbcworldservice.com/business. Or you can follow us on Twitter at BBC World Biz. Thanks for listening.